Simon!
This is London calling in the European service of the BBC. Here is the news. But first, here are some messages for our friends in occupied countries. The long sobs of the violins of autumn. I repeat, the long sobs of the violins of autumn.
The Germans not only intercepted these messages, but also knew what they implied. Still, Rundstedt refused to put his armies on the alert.
When we intercept the second verse, it will mean the invasion will come in 24 hours. Wounds my heart with a monotonous languor. Wounds my heart with a monotonous languor.
We've intercepted hundreds of messages in the last year. Hundreds. I have alerted my command time and time again. Why is this Verlaine poem any different from the others?
Sir,
tell me, just this one, tell us where they're going to land and when.
No,
of course it doesn't. I have 500,000 men under my command. How can I maintain discipline and morale if every other day I put them on the alert? Just because some nitwit in Berlin intercepts a poem. No, Blumgren. No alert. And especially not in this weather. Anything else?
No, Herr Feldmarschall.
And so, the stage is set. The players are ready.
I've notified the adjutant. Change in schedule. After briefing session today, all troops will participate in ground tactics and deployment.
In this weather, sir?
Well, of course, Harding, if you can ensure that we'll land in France in sunshine and dry weather.
I didn't mean that, sir.
What did you mean?
I meant it isn't the weather, sir. The waiting. These men are itching to go.
I don't think I have to remind you that this war's been going on for almost 5 years. Over half of Europe has been overrun and occupied. We're comparative newcomers. England's gone through a blitz with a knife at her throat since 1940. I'm quite sure that they, too, are impatient and itching to go. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir. Quite clear.
3 million men penned up on this island. All over England in staging areas like this. We're on the threshold of the most crucial day of our times.
Crucial day. Crucial activity. The Allies bided their time.
All right, next shoot. Who's coming out?
I'll go $100. Shoot. $100.
All right, he's shooting 100. All right, who's got it? Watch the side bets, will you?
4,000 ships, 11,000 planes, 18,000 paratroopers, scores of gliders, and 200,000 assault troops, all ready to go. While the enemy waited and wondered.
Got them?
Yes, sir.
Let me have them. Shoes. Had them specially made in Paris for Frau Rommel. Her birthday. She'll be 1 year older on Tuesday. June 6th.
My congratulations to Frau Rommel, sir.
Thank you, Spidle. Why didn't they attack in May? Weather was perfect. Tides were right. And now this. It would be embarrassing if they did choose this time. Let's go. But I don't think we need worry.